zchutz to the refuah of Yosef so ben Chayla, he should have a refuah shleima b'kor b'soich shalchoy Yisrael. So I left you on Tuesday with a question, and that was that we do Parshas Porah first and Parshas Achodesh afterwards, and there's never a break between them. Parshas Porah is always the last week, or well, 1 week before the end of Adar, and Parshas Achodesh is always the Shabbos before before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's either Rosh Chodesh Nissan itself or the Shabbos before, as in this week, Shabbos Mavoch in Nissan, and Emir Tashem Rosh Chodesh will be on Sunday, so you can start preparing your collection now. So, the Baruch Oyma Va'oise, amazing, wow. There you go. So, the question is, in the Mishkan, at the time of the Mishkan, the Porah Adumah, the first Porah, which the Gemara calls Porah She'osah Moshe, but it's really the Porah She'osah Elozah HaKoyin, that the first Porah was made on the 2nd of Nisan. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan was obviously the 1st of Nisan. Achodesh Zazel Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim. So the question is, why do we reverse the order? Why do we do Porah before HaKodesh, when in fact, historically, HaKodesh came before the Porah? And the answer to that is very, very simple, except that it involves a problem. And that is as follows, that one of the requirements of the Porah Adumah is V'hizor el noichach p'nei oyel moyed. Then the Gemara has a whole discussion about where the Kohen was standing when he was making up the Efe HaPorah. And he was standing k'neged the bias, k'neged the Pesach of the Oil Moed. In Yerushalayim it was on an opposite hill or mountain, and he was facing so that he could see through, and there's a whole discussion about that. In the Mishkan, it was a Pesach Oil Moed. But as long as there was no Oil Moed, he couldn't make a Porah Adumah. Right? So therefore, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Vayoke Moshe, when they put up the Mishkan permanently for the first time and started the Avodah on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, there was no El Pesach Oil Moed to make a Porah Adumah. There was just an empty space. So therefore, they couldn't make the Porah Adumah until Beis Nissan. Once there was a Pesach Oil Moed, then on Beis Nissan, the day after that, first day was the special ceremonies for the Chanukah Sabbais. And the second day, they already made Elozah HaKohen stood Pesach Oel Moed, and he made there the Efe HaPorah. Which means that it comes out, L'choyer to me, I haven't seen this brought down anywhere, but it seems obvious, that the 7 days of the Meluim and the first day of the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdosh was B'tumah. You'd have to say Tumah Hotra B'tzibur, because they couldn't be matar themselves. I don't know if Moshe Rabbeinu was able to protect himself from Tumas from being Tomei, Tumas Meis, so that he was not Tomei during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. But Lechoyra, on the first day of the Beis HaMikdosh, when Nodav and Avihu died in the Beis HaMikdosh, then all the Kohenim who were inside the Beis HaMikdosh at the time, whoever was doing the Avodah, would have all become Tomei Tumas Oyel. Yeah, so they would all become Tomei Meis Tumas Oyel. And therefore they needed to have the Efe HaPorah in order to be Matayah them.
Maybe the halakha didn't kick in until they made the Porah Adumah.
What didn't kick in?
The halakhas of Tum and Tahara didn't kick in.
I don't know.
You just worry about Kohanim and Levim as well.
Kohanim, Levim, whoever was there. Right, they're doing the Avodah B'tumah, and it would take a week to become Tohar. It would take a week to become Tohar. So for the L'chayra, for the first week of the Beis HaMikdosh, of the existence of the Mishkan, of the Avodah and the Mishkan, L'chayra, everybody was Tumah, Tomei, the Kohenim were Tomei. There was only a Porah Adumah, but you have to be sprinkled on the third day and on the seventh day, and only on the seventh day can you go to Mikvah. So therefore, it would come out, L'choyah, that the 7 days of Miluim that Moshe Rabbeinu served in the Beis HaMikdosh, and then after that, the first 7 days, or the first 8 days, from the first day onwards, until they could be Matan themselves, L'choyah, you'd have to say, Tumah Hotra B'tzibur. Why do we reverse the order? Is this the speaker here, by the way, sitting in the back?
I think so.
Yes, I don't want to take his time. So why do we reverse the order? Yeah, you can call him over already, but I'll tell you very quickly, it's poshut, yeah? In the Beis HaMikdash, they had no choice but to do it like that. Yeah, and everybody was there. So therefore, if they had a Pora Aduma on the second day of the Beis HaMikdash, they had almost two weeks till Pesach to be Matar everybody, and everybody was on the spot. But in the afterwards, people had up to 2 weeks to travel to Yerushalayim, and they needed a week to be Matar themselves. Therefore, we need to remind everybody about the Pora 3 weeks before Pesach, and that's why we do Parshas Pora before Parshas HaChodesh, not only afterwards as a Zecher to the as a Zecher to what went on in the Mikdash, but we have to do it in practical terms because people need 2 weeks to travel to Yerushalayim, and therefore we do Pora Aduma before HaChodesh, even though in the Midbar Pora Aduma was after HaChodesh.
Started at Torreway, Northwest London, Thursday. Kof Zayin Adar, 27th of March, Rabbi Yehuda Altuski Shlita. Will Kohanim retain their kahuna at Tchias HaMesim? This week's story is sponsored by families Bar and Mokhtun, Echad Simuch Sanosun of Eliana Barsha Tichy and Alex Mokhtun, and Rio Chasta takes place today. Mr. Shemihi Rotson, Shimon Abayas, Demo Bishra, the Shemihi Selov, Eschus, Ashrim, Achayrim, and Chomosh, Shachsul, Avotayim, and Shalom, Bim Heiro.
I want to speak about somebody that dies and he came back to life. It's a famous Gemara in the Megillah in the Zayin with the Beis. The Gemara is talking about the famous with Rab Zeira and Rabbi and Rab Zeira. When Rab Zeira came to visit Rabbi in Purim, came to Sudas Purim to eat to get a Sudas Purim. And the Gemara says that they were drinking a lot of wine, and then come Rabbi and shechted Rab Zeira, and he died. And then in the morning, he davened for Rab Zeira, and Rab Zeira came back to life. Now, let's imagine Rab Zeira comes back to life and he comes home. Now the shaila is if his wife, she's still his wife. She was almana last night. It came back. The kiddushin came back. And another question is, what happened to all his money, his house, his money? Last night his kids, they got a yerusha. They got all the money. The money comes back to him after he came back. And another question is, why, if he want, he still, the Gemara says, when you see the Gemara says that Rab Zeira was a Kohen. So if Rab Zeira, he's still a Kohen, or he's a new person, or he's, the kuna remained, or he's now a new person and he's not Kohen anymore. And maybe because he came back to life, maybe he's like Kegel Kekotin. He's like a ger. We know that every ger is kekotel shenoy ladomi. A ger has no relative. Maybe also he has no relative. What's his status? What's yeah? So the Gemara in Brachos in the Memvav Amud Aleph was bringing a story on Rabbi Avohu and Rab Zeira, that Rab Zeira was very sick. And then Rav Avohu told him that if he's gonna come back, so he's gonna do a whole suda, and afterwards he made the whole suda. Rav Avohu and Rav Avohu invited Rav Zeira, and when he did a suda, so Rav Zeira, so Rav Avohu asked Rav Zeira, maybe in a bench, in a do a zimun. He asked him also to do a moitzi, and he told him no, only Balabai is doing a moitzi. And ask him, maybe you do the zimun. So Rab Zeira says no. He paskin, Rab Zeira paskin, that Balabais needs to do the zimun. So that's where Rav Avohu made the zimun. The Aderes, Leo David Rabinovich Toimim, who was the Rav in Yerushalayim, he's asking, Rab Zeira was a Kohen. We know Rab Zeira was a Kohen. So why Rav Avohu Then I told Rab Zeira, you're a Kohen. You have a mitzvah of a Kiddashtoi. If you have a mitzvah of a Kiddashtoi, so you need to do a Zimun. Why didn't I tell him that you're a Kohen? You have to do a Zimun. So the Adaras is answering that this story with Rav Avon of Zeira was after Rabbi Shecht Rav Zeira, and after he died, so Rav Zeira is not Kohen anymore. He's not Kohen. And if he's not Kohen, so he don't have the mitzvah of Kiddashtoi. He's not Kohen. That's the others.
Is he a
Ludisha? He's a Ludisha, of course. But Kohen is not. Because he's a new person. He lost his kiuna. Oh. So he wrote it in a letter to Chaim Berlin. And Reb Chaim Berlin answered the letter, I don't understand what he's saying. There's a Gemara in the Sanhedrin, in Daf Tzadik, the Gemara is asking, Minayin l'tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. Where we know that tchias ha-meisim is from the, where we see in the Torah tchias ha-meisim. So the Gemara says, that it says in the Torah, V'nosatem is trumas Hashem le'arun ha-kohen. That we have to give a truma to Aaron ha-kohen. The Gemara is asking, Aaron ha-kohen chai lo'ilom? Means the Gemara is asking, when did Yisrael start to give tumas ha-meisim? When they came to Eretz Yisrael. Aaron was nefter before they came to Eretz Yisrael. So how you could give a truma to Aaron ha-kohen? The trumas they start to give only after Aaron was nefter. So how you could give? How the Torah says in the Satan truma to Aaron ha-kohen? Says the Gemara, you see from here that that in the Biyat Chiyas ha-meisim. And when one day when they give to Aaron HaKohen, they're Truma. When they give to Aaron HaKohen, Truma. And Tchias HaMeisim. So here we see from this pasuk that we have to give Truma to Aaron HaKohen, that you have Tchias HaMeisim for the Torah. One day when they give the Truma to Aaron HaKohen. So says the Chaim Berlin, you see from this Gemara, that when Tchias HaMeisim, Aaron is still a Kohen. He came back and he's still a Kohen. So how about the Adair says that of Zera that after he was Nifter, he's not Kohen anymore? You see, he's a Kohen. And that's a big question on the Adair. But we could answer that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos in Sheresh Gimel says that b'tchias ha-meisim, all the Kohanim will do a new Meshicha. Means we're going to make them again Kohanim. Like what we did in Midbar by Aaron HaKohen, so we make them again a Mashiach again of Kihuna. So that's could answer the other is that when somebody he dies, so he's not Kohen anymore. But after Tchias HaMeisim, Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever, so the Mashiach, he do a Mashiach to all the Kohanim that were Nifter, and then they become a Kohanim again. What happened now? I'm going to go back to the shay. What happened with his wife? Rav Zeira, come back. If his wife is still, is his wife or not? So the Birki Yosef is bringing a raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what happened if somebody came to his wife and he says like this? I'm giving you a get, but bitnai at night only. If I'm not coming back in 12 months. If I'm not coming back, this is a get. But if I'm coming back, it's not a get. That's what he told her. And then after a few months, this husband was nifter. So we have Machloikis, Rav Chagai, and Rabbi Yisi in the Yerushalmi. Now this person that said that he gave a get, He says, only if he's not going to come back, and he died. So says Rav Chagai, okay, for sure he's not going to come back. He died. So if he's not coming back, the get is a good get. He's not coming back. He's nifter. But Rabbi Yosi says, no.
If he died, what happens if she divorced or an almana? What's the difference?
Yibum. If she's almana, so she doesn't have kids, so she has to do a yibum. Means the brother that needs to marry her. So according to Rabbi Yis, Chagai, she doesn't need to do a yibum. She's megureshes. The get is chal from then, from the beginning. She's now a grusha, and not almana.
She wouldn't have to sit shiva then either.
Yeah, because it was, she's a grusha, yeah. Don't just say shiva, yeah, another afkamina.
Which happens first? Surely he dies before he's divorced.
But because he dies, when he died, that means now we know that he not come back. If he not come back, so the get, it's from the beginning.
Okay, but he's got to die first, hasn't he?
Yeah, he dies.
I mean, his get begins from when he left home.
Yeah, the get beginning when he left home and beginning
now
of the 12 months.
He's now activated, the get.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Chagai says. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, she's not a gureshes. Why is she not a gureshes? Maybe it'll be a nais and it'll come back. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. It could be a nais and she'll come back. So if so, we have to wait till 12 months. If after 12 months she's not coming back, then she's a gureshes. But now, she's not a gureshes. Oh. And... Oh, so for sure we're not passing like Rabbi Yitzchak.
Could you say Sheva in case she comes back?
Could be she now Quinta Rabbi Yitzchak. She now she needs to see Sheva because she died. But she can marry somebody else now. She have to wait the Yibum. She has to have to wait because could be maybe he'll come back. Now we not of course we're not we're passing like Rabbi Yitzchak. Now we don't think that a person may be to come back, but we see from that from the Bavli, the Chagai and also the Bavli and the Gemara Gittin, they only chaylik that we don't think that maybe they're gonna come back. But says the Bikiyase, but mashma from the Yerushalmi that if he na come back, she's still his wife. If a person comes back. We don't think that she's gonna come back, but if really, like in the case of Abzeva, it wasn't Nace, or another cases in the history. If let's say she came back, so then we in a kaname, she could come back. We
could the marriage just dissolve when he died.
Oh, so you want to say the Misa Sabah is finished?
Yeah.
By
Matan Torah it says he died.
Yeah.
And afterwards it says
Shuvah Lechem. Oh! That's the Rav Chassam Sefer. I'm gonna bring it in a second. Yeah. What? Achay Yosef.
When he
was
I said Ani Yosef.
Yes. And also, like they almost did this, and then they came back. Oh. So yeah, maybe they did the new kiddushin. We don't know what happened in Achay Yosef. In the Torah says Shuvo Leolechem means go. He allowed to go back to your wife. Now, so the Bilkeis want to say that for sure if the person came back, according to everyone, he's still his wife. But we don't think that maybe they're gonna come back. But really, they're still a wife. That's what the Bilkisi want to say, being a raya from the Yerushalmi. Now, the Chassam Sefer, like they bring you here, he's being a raya because the Gemara says that shuvah. They said the pasuk shuvah no leichem. We know that when Hashem says anuichi Hashem, everyone died, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent a tal, a special tal that everyone became tchias ameisim. And then the Torah says afterwards, Shuva no lolechem. Lolechem means go back to your wife. Now, says the Chassam Sefer, why the Torah says Shuva no lolechem? Why? Because maybe you have a hava mina. Maybe that now the nifter, they can't go back to the wife. That's why the Torah says go back to your life. Because if when a person comes back to life, he's still his wife is still he's married to his wife. That's the Chassam Sefer bring Uriah from. Maimon Tassina. The Peres Yosef, he says no, it's not Raya from he wants to bring a Raya from the Yerushalmi. He wants to say he's asking in the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Yosi, a person that his wife was nifter, she's died, and now so how she's marrying somebody else? How she can marry somebody else? Maybe the husband gonna come back. Kunder Abishi says that by the case of the get of 12 months, he needs to wait till 12 months. So every woman Every woman. Or every husband. Somebody that dies. So he says, now the woman, she's married, she could marry somebody else. The husband died, she can marry somebody else. Maybe she has to wait three months, but she can marry somebody else. Maybe the husband will come back. So says the Pharisee, he said, for sure, we don't think that, even if he'll come back, says the Pharisee, she's a mono. She's not his wife anymore. But it's by the case of Yerushalmi, here he said a tnai. The person came to his wife and he told her this. This is the get. If I'm coming back. Now, if I'm coming back, doesn't mean I need to come back with the husband. Let's say my name is Avram. If Avram is coming back, even if he's not your husband anymore, if I'm coming back, this is not a get. So says the Pharisees, when the husband died, she's almana. She's almana and she could marry somebody else. She always can marry somebody else. Here they did a special tnai that if this Avram is coming back, it's not a get, so it's a tnai. So the get is not chal. But for sure, even according to the Yerushalmi, says the Pharisees, every person that he dies, his wife, she's almana, and even if he came back, she's still almana. So, in the case, according to Yerushalmi, when a person came back, she's almana, but she's not grusha. She's almana, not a grusha. That's going to the Pharisees. Oh, now, what happened? What happened to his money? That's also very interesting. The Chora, when Rabzeir was nifter, so his kids, his Yerushim, got all his money. It belonged to them, the Chora. Now why? They take it back from them? So it's a Gemara in Bobasa, in Daf Kuf Mem Beis. The Gemara is talking about a ger. We said before, a ger kekoton shenoy ladomi. If a ger died without kids, so everyone could take his money. Everyone could take his money from him. Now, what happened is somebody that everyone was thinking that he doesn't have kids. He doesn't have kids. So people took his money. And then they found out afterwards, that when the ger was nifter, his wife, she was in the beginning of the pregnancy. Really in the beginning. Mamish in the beginning. In the pregnancy. Now, and we know that in the beginning of the pregnancy, the Gemara called it, it's water. It's not even an Uber. Really in the beginning, only after 40 days, it becomes an Uber. But in the beginning, it's only water. Really in the beginning. So the Gemara says that afterwards, this son, after he born, he could come back and take the money from all the people that took the money. Let's say the ger was nifter, and everyone was sure that he doesn't have kids, so everyone took his money. When his son afterwards born, he could come and take back all the money from the people that took from him. Even if it's a year afterwards, he could come back and take it, all the money. It's his. So Rabbi Chanan Vassman is asking, I don't understand. What happened? When the father died, so was not, he didn't have a son then. In that moment, he didn't have a son. It's not over even. It's nothing. He didn't have a son. So everyone could take his money. So how the son comes after a year and take out all his money? He didn't have a Yerusha then. And the father didn't have a Yerushim in that moment. That moment didn't have a Yerushim. So everyone could come and take his money. So how he comes afterwards and take out the money from the people that was eichen that? So Rabbi Chanan says like this, that we see from this case, that a person, the reason why, when a person dies, the reason why all his kids take his money, the reason why they're taking his money, because he doesn't need it anymore. If he doesn't need the money because the person dies, and we know that we can't take the money up there in Shemaim, there we take only Torah mitzvahs. So he doesn't need his money. If he doesn't need his money, so then his kids, they earn the money, they get the money. But in a case when we found out afterwards that he still needs the money, if he found out he has the money, so that means the money stays by him. But it stays by him. Now, so in a regular case, when somebody dies, so he doesn't need the money, so all the kids gets the money. But if afterwards, even afterwards, we found out that he still needs the money, why he needs the money? Either because he came back to life, and now he needs the money, he needs the money, or we found out that he has a son. Now, he did have a son in the beginning when he died, because we know it's now over even in the beginning. He didn't have a son.
What's the difference between needing the money if he had a son, didn't have a son?
Because if he had a son, so it means he wants still the money. He doesn't want that other people, stranger people, to take his money. He wants the money to give to his son. So that means he wants it still. If he wants still the money, that means the money stays by him. So we see that we see from here, from this halacha, that could be a dead person, a person died, and he has his money still belong to him. Even if he dies, it still belongs to him. Why? Because he needs that money. For the son. For the son or for himself. So in the case when in the Gemara we see that if he needs it for his son, so the money is still by him. And also says of Chanan, if he came back to life, that means Rav Zeira came back to life. So he needs his money. That means that. So now we found. Now, so he never. The money never left him. It means it's stolen by him. The money.
A guy who died.
Yeah.
His wife gets a ksuba.
Yes.
She's supported from his nechosim.
Yes.
So you can see that the nechosim belong to him after he's dead.
Even after he's dead. Yeah. Every guy, you want to.
Every guy whose wife is supported from him. His Yerusha, if you like, it means that La'acha might...
Even La'acha...
Even though there's nobody around him to be Yerush, Afal Piken, the money belongs to him, because otherwise how would his wife claim it?
Right. She's a Shibud, means the money is Meshubed, the Ksuba is Meshubed to this, but still, it still stays by him, and then the Ger comes, and then the wife comes, because the wife is not Yerush.
The Shibud is Chalos will be when he's still alive.
The Shibud is Chalos alive, but it's not belong to her, it's only a Shibud. The Shaila, what's the get of Shibud? If it's a machlekes, so what's the get of Shibud? Shibud, it's one of it's
dies,
part
crazy.
Of the bilis.
I mean, if he dies, she's crazy.
She coined or she mezoinis. That's mezoinis. She gets the money every month. It's because the Shibud. The Shaila, what's the get of Shibud? Some say want to say Shibud, it's like a partial of bilis. And then it's she got a bilis even when he was alive. But if someone want to say that Shibud, it's only like something that, it's not a bailus, but she has a shaykhus, but not a bailus. Like she could get something for that. She has, so then she, from her life, she didn't get, depends on the...
If everybody has the chosin, and there's nothing for her,
she could come and take it, because it's Shibud. She's before everyone. Right. She got before them. Yeah. Oh, now, so we spoke about the kahuna, and we spoke about the wife and the money. Now, another thing. If let's say maybe we could say that a person that comes back to life, maybe he's like Kiger, maybe he's a Kiger, and his father is his son is not his son, his father and we see that he still has a yichus, means that his son is still his son's and his father is still his father. So we can bring a raya from the Pirkei Rabbi Elezer. It's a famous in Melochim, Sefer Melochim. They have a story that was a person that they did a lot of people did him a levaya, and then came soldiers middle of the levaya and they ran away and they left the body near the kever of Elisha. And it says in the Melochim that the body touched the bones of Elisha, and he came back to life. He came back to life. So, and it says that, the Birkei Avodah Zarah says that that person, his name was Sholem ben Tikva. Was a big person, and he was the Sholem ben Tikva. Now, this Sholem ben Tikva, he was the uncle He was the uncle of Yirmiyahu HaNovi. This Shalom in Tikva. He was the uncle of Yirmiyahu HaNovi. And after he was came back to life, he had a son, and the name was Hanamel. Hanamel, that was the son of Shalom in Tikva after he came back to life. And it says in Yirmiyahu, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyahu HaNovi that he has Hanamel, your cousin, Ben Doit Chadik, your cousin is coming to you. Now, if we say that every person that he comes back to life, he's like a Gerka Kotten, that means when this Sholem Ben Tikva, when he came back to life, so he's not uncle. He's not Yirmiyahu's uncle anymore because he's a ger. He's a new person. If we say he's a ger, if he's not his uncle, so his son Hanamel, he's not his cousin, because he's not. If he's not his uncle, for sure he's not. The son is not his cousin. And if the Torah says, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him Yirmiyahu HaNovi that this Hanamel, the son of Sholem Ben Tikva, that came back from life, he's still your cousin, that means that we see that even a person that comes back, he still has the same yichus. It's not. We don't say that he's like a ger. He's a new ger. You see from the Torah, from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that a person that comes back is still is belong his sons is his son and his father is the father and it's still the same yichus. Oh, so this when I go back, what we discussed till now that. And then we finish that kihuna. So kihuna, we see our machlekes in the achronim. If the kihuna comes back, that according to the aderes, it doesn't come back. The kihuna, Rav Zeire, was not kohen anymore, and that's why he didn't do a zimun. And Chaim Berlin said for sure it comes back. The kihuna we see by tchias amazim, but then we read the Ramban that says by tchias amazim. We have to do a new Mashiach. The shayla is like we could say, but if we have time, it depends. It's so different between Tchias Amazim and when somebody comes back to life. When somebody comes back to life, the Marsha wants to say that if the body is still here, let's say the body is still here, and we have still a body, it's not like bones, we have still a body, and he came back, so he called it Choyzer V'Neil. It's coming back, it's the same person. Tchias Amazim, it's a new thing. It's no body anymore. It's something that also we could say. We could speak the same. Maybe it's not a raya. But so that's the Gabi Kehuna that Ramban says that for sure by Tchias Amazim you have to do a new Kehuna. And we saw Machoyos Archonim by somebody came back to life if he has a Kehuna or not. Also, his wife. So also we saw Machoyos Archonim. The Birk Yosef says that for sure, he could come back to his wife, and the Chassan Sefer also bring a right from Maimad HaSinai that everyone came back to the wife. The Prayer Yosef is Chalek, and he says no, that for sure she's every person that was Nifter, for sure he's every person that Nifter, for sure she's Almana and they can't come back anymore, only if you do a new Kiddushin. And about the money, that's we bring a raya that lechayr raya from Gemara Basse that all his money is coming back to him because he needs it, and if he needs it, never left. And also legabi the yichus, if he's the son is still the son, and he's the son of his father, we saw from the case of Yirmiyahu HaNovi Hanamel that his that it still becomes he still the yichus is remain, and he's the son of his father, and the kid is the son of him.
After Tchias Amesim, is he still Matama Mace? He was a Mace, so he was Matama, he was Avi Avos HaTomo.
Yeah.
When did that go away?
When he come back to life.
So that's automatic, doesn't
it? Doesn't
need Tara.
No, he's another person, he doesn't need Tara anymore.
No, if he's the same person.
If he's the same person, but now he's alive, so the tumor.
Does he have to go to Mikvah?
Because if he's alive now, he's not. The whole tumor it comes because he's a mace, but now he's not a mace anymore.
Sure. Nowadays, I can't follow the child.